check charge of cash.
Cash, and lead out to Tax Demolition Tucson.
788-30.
Hey, taking me to breakfast?
I can't. I'm eating Bosco.
Hey, Vincent. Mom, where are my barrettes?
Hi, sweetie.
I saw them on the kitchen table.
They're not there. I already checked.
Want me to make coffee?
No school today?
My dad's picking me up. He's taking me to the new building and then to lunch.
Try under the cushions on the sofa. He's already a half an hour late.
You're gonna show, or that son of a bitch gonna stand her up like last time?
I'll make coffee.
I'm out of time, babe.
Mom, where are my barrettes? They're not on the couch.
Oh, where are the blue ones?
I don't want to wear the blue ones. They don't match.
Did you check in your bathroom?
I checked everywhere.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Find them. Mom, pay attention.
Hey, sweetie, all right. What?
Daddy's going to be here.
Well, Penny's going to be...
I'm not going to be ready. I can't be late.
You won't be late.
No, I will be late.
Okay, listen. Before Daddy comes, we can find them together. If we look together, it's all right, babe. It's all right.
It's all right.
We'll find them together, you and me. We'll find them together. Just relax. He won't come before we find them, I promise you.
Hey, give me another refill. Now you won't refill. What's your name?
Wayne Grove.
You're Michael, huh?
Right on schedule. Made a right on Venice Boulevard. We're a mile and a half from you.
Okay.
Remember 1027. I can't stand it.
trucks over the number one lane, 300 yards from you now.
Yes, sir.
I am.
Here we go. There's the call.
3 minutes.
Clear!
Coming out of their ears, they can't fucking hear you. Cool it.
I got it.
You gotta fuck with me. You gotta fuck with me.
Six. 40 cents on the dollar. 640,000 to you. 350 front money. Get you the rest in 3 days.
Know who owned these?
Malibu Equity and Investments.
Roger Van Zandt. Owns banks in the Caymans. Runs investment portfolios for offshore drug money. Stuff like that.
So?
So? He ripped off his bearer bonds.
He's got insurance.
That's the point. He collects 100% from the insurance. He's a player. Maybe he buys his bonds back from us for 60% of their value. Make 40% on top of the 100%. Sell it back to him instead of going to the street. That's an extra $320,000 to you.
Try it on.
Kelso called.
Oh, well.
Score he's putting out. Wants you to look at.
What do I need his score for? I got my own.
Says he's cleaning low eight figures.
9 a.m. tomorrow.
What happened out there?
Don't ask.
Find the ambulance?
Dumped it. 12 blocks from here.
20 stacker and three between Figueroa and Flower. They torched it, burn everything, the guns, clothes, everything. They were airborne. They taped the last few seconds of the black and whites doing demolition derby. Stolen out of Fresno 2 weeks ago. The yellow pickup truck out of Whittier day before yesterday.
You taking this one, Lieutenant? Or does it stay in division?
Look like gangbangers working the local 7-Eleven. Robbery, homicide, figure.
All yours.
We got three motorists. All they saw were men with masks. They were distant. Console TV man over there, however, he was closer.
The ID anybody?
Well, he was hiding. He heard it mostly.
Okay, what about them?
All right, now according to TV man, this guy started mouthing off.
Smart.
Yeah, somebody called a guard slick.
Slick.
Yeah. Now this guy, I figure this guy went for that holdout piece, ankle holster, right? From here. Bang, 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 bang. This side. This guy here has got what appears to be a double tap entry wound to the sternum. Tattooing around the head wound, scorched bone, close range, probably executed. And it was $1.6 million in bearer bonds. And they ignored the loose cash.
Because they had no time, because they were on a clock. Which means they knew our response time to a 211, had our air, immobilized it, entered, escaped in under 3 minutes. It's a good spot here. We got good escape routes. Two freeways within a quarter of a mile.
Traffic video camera, probably disabled. Check it anyway.
You recognize the MO?
MO is that they're good. Once it escalated into a murder 1B for all of them after they killed the first two guards, they didn't hesitate. Pop guard number three, because what difference does it make? Why leave a living witness? Drop of a hat, these guys will rock and roll. The shape charge. The shape charge indicates that they are technically proficient. Proficient enough to go in on a prowl, so let's start looking for recent Highline burglaries that have mystified us. Run Slick is an alias to the FBI. You're going to get the phone book. Do it anyway. Who's moving the bearer bonds? Check the usual fences. You and I will check Cusimano and Torino. I want you to take Goldstein and Alfaro. Hang in with forensics. From the bomb squad, I want the explosive. If we're lucky, it's exotic. We can trace the sale. Get your hand out of that man's pocket, Rachel.
Hello, Rachel.
Want some pie? Gotta go to the job. making a move. I had to get it on. Splits in the car, took out of ours evenly to make up for his full end. Because I want to pay off and get rid of this motherfucker right now.
Where's the rest?
We're late. You look too good to go out. Could just jump you right here.
Where is it?
Square the bookies, baby. It's more in a couple days, so don't sweat it. Come on, we really are late.
Yeah, come on. You gotta be kidding me. Honey, it ain't worth the risks you take for 8,000. Like in risk versus reward, baby.
Let's go. Get your coat.
There is no point talking to you because all you are is a child growing older.
What's this supposed to mean?
It means we're not making forward progress like real grown-up adults living our lives because I'm married to a gambling junkie who won't listen.
Charlene, get in the fucking car.
What am I doing in this rat bastard situation?
You're not!
What do you want from me? Leave the bank book and the car keys in the kitchen on your way out the door. Now, are we going or are we going alone?
You could keep that other crap, but Dominic would go with me.
Don't even think about it.
Yeah, tell me Albertina called back.
Albertina called Vincent?
No.
Report came, ma'am. The explosive was Dyex, Leonard-shaped charge used in demolition. She can pick it up with a driver's license in Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico. Too common to trace a sale, Vincent.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Where you been?
Work.
Lauren's dad show up?
Didn't call, didn't show. He waited for you till 10:30.
Now, does this guy have any idea what's going on with this kid?
I don't know.
Fucking jerk. Aren't she okay?
She's been in her room all day. So no, she's not okay. Neither am I. I made dinner for us 4 hours ago. Every time I try to maintain a consistent mood between us, you withdraw.
I've got three dead bodies on a sidewalk off Venice Boulevard, Justine. I'm sorry if the goddamn chicken got overcooked.
So interested in what I read or what I do.
I've seen you in the store from time to time.
What store?
I'm seeing Ingalls. I went there. You don't want to talk to me. It's okay. Sorry I bothered you.
I didn't mean to be rude. I didn't recognize you. I work in metals. I'm a salesman. My name's Neil.
I'm 80.
You like working there?
Sure. I get a discount. There's a whole section of books in my area.
What area is that?
Graphic design. I do letterheads and logotypes at night and store's day job till I get enough going.
Who do you do that for?
A restaurant. I did their menus and a small record label. CDs. I've done two so far.
You go to school for that?
Yeah. Yeah, I went to Parsons.
Oh, where's that?
New York City.
How long have you been here?
About a year.
You like it?
Not really. I'm mostly here for the work.
Live in this neighborhood?
No, I live kind of above Sunset Plaza. It's actually kind of a little house that I rent. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of run down, but a beautiful, beautiful view. What about you?
I live up here. So where's your family from originally?
Oh, Scots Irish. They immigrated to Appalachia in the late
1700s. Where are you from?
Bay Area.
Your folks there?
Well, my mother died a long time ago. My father, I don't know where he is. Got a brother somewhere. You have a tight family, I can tell.
Yeah.
Right?
You're right.
City lights. In Fiji, they have these iridescent algae that come out once a year in the water. That's what it looks like out there.
You been there?
No, I'm going there someday.
Oh, yeah. You travel a lot?
Yeah.
What makes you lonely?
I'm alone. I am not lonely. You?
Are you lonely?
Man, you crazy? This ain't Disneyland, man.
You were supposed to get back to me last night. Where the fuck you been?
I couldn't break free, Vincent, you know?
Let's violate his ass right now.
I do for you. You don't do for me. Is that it? Vincent, man, I swear, I was out all night, man. I'm hidden like one of them flamingo matador guys, man.
That's got nothing to do with
you. I was cutting it real smooth. I'm generating leads and shit for you. I'm a dancer, man, you know.
Bullshit. I pace jazz all day. I can't stand fucking pace.
Oh, man,
a speed freak jacking methamphetamine again.
Oh, man, where's your empathy, brother? It's a substance abuse.
Empathy was yesterday. Today, you're wasting my motherfucking time.
Listen, man, look.
You fall in love? Come on. Did you fall in love last night? You went off somewhere?
Vincent.
Just tell me that. I'll settle for it. You know what I mean? I'll buy that.
Vincent.
Give me all you got!
Vincent.
Give me all you got!
I swear, man, my brother... My brother Richard's gonna talk to you. Man.
I heard Richard.
He gonna talk to you.
Richard?
Richard? He gonna meet you, man, I swear, tonight.
He's not here, is he?
No, he gonna meet you tonight.
Tonight? What happened to right now?
I implored him because I knew you was coming this a.m.
That's a
you
bunch know. Of bullshit.
No, no, I swear, he said no. Because he in Phoenix.
Ah, by the time I get to
man,
Phoenix.
I swear, man, tonight
he'll
the best
be
I
rising. He'll probably leave a note right on the door.
Tonight's the best I can do for you, man. You know? He'll meet you at BJ's on Alvarado at 2 a.m. Be there.
You be there, too.
Vince, I can't be there, man. I got things. Man. I got things to do. I got places to be. I got to
be there.
Don't waste my motherfucking time!
What is it? It's a bank. It depots cash on Thursday for distribution to all the other branches to cover Friday payroll checks. So on Thursdays, the command branch has got a full whack.
On the prowl or strong?
Strong, through the front door.
How many guys?
Four or three plus a driver. You walk in, you knock them over, you walk out.
And you want 100,000 advance against a 10% cut for that?
Uh-huh.
Sounds like an address to a cowboy score. They hit the hold-up alarms. I got to get out of there before the cops show. What is that?
They have three hold-up alarm systems. Two telco and a cellular. See, but the signals aren't going anywhere because, see, the night before, you cut in and trick out the alarm system computer to turn itself and the video recorders off 20 minutes before you walk in the door.
Architectural, electrical, engineering plans.
I got it. I got schematics. I got the boards already built that go straight into the CPU.
What's the estimate?
12.1, 12.2 million.
You're on.
Congratulations. And to give you a little idea of where my estimates come from, this is a printout.
Nobody knew the merch was yours. Be that as it may, my way you get 100% from the insurance company and take the bonds back from us at 60 cents on the dollar and make yourself another 40%. Your operation doesn't skip a beat, everybody makes out.
Sure, you got a deal.
Good, because there's no percentage everyone gets their underwear in a twist over this.
Yeah.
So you have your man call me and we'll set the meet.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice talking to you. You gonna duel these guys? So word's on the street, it's okay to steal my stuff. I'm gonna kill the sons of bitches. Have Harry bring me the spreadsheets for Canary Islands offshore.
As I was saying, that's not really an estimate. Those are exact figures. I had a print on here of the cash flow of the bank for the past 2 months.
How do you get this information?
It just comes to you. This stuff just flies through the air. They send this information out, and it's just beamed out all over the fucking place. You don't have to just know how to grab it. See, I know how to grab it. Okay, here we go. 13.9 million.
I bought it.
Good. What did I tell you? Yeah. We're on. Paul Van Zandt got the money.
How is he?
He's a businessman.
Okay.
Husband and wife stuff.
I'll let him sleep it off here. What happened to you?
I need to get some furniture.
When I get around to it.
know he's gonna leave me.
Why? No mistakes in the freezer. With everything we've been doing?
Vegas is Super Bowl cleaning out. Huh? When you gonna get an old lady?
I'll get around to it. You got something else on the side?
Nothing regular.
She got something else on the side?
No.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't know what you're doing. Remember Jimmy McElwain on the yard used to say, you want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat if you spot the heat around the corner. Remember that?
For me, the sun rises and sets with it, man.
Yeah. Okay. Today we take delivery of cash from Van Zandt, then I drop a deposit on Kelso for this bank.
Bank? What bank? What about the platinum thing that's ready to fall?
That goes to then the bank. Want some breakfast?
You okay?
Yeah, it's sugar. Yeah. For real.
Okay.
Gonna do good. I'll see you later. Mr. Lightoff? I'm down brief. Grierson, my parole officer, told me to come by here since you had a job for me.
So you're familiar with this kind of operation, huh?
Yeah, man. I'm a great grill man.
Good. Good for you. Here, you'll mop out the toilets, hit the dishwasher, fuss tables, and empty the garbage, too. Give me a hard time, I'll report you loaded, drunk, or stealing, and I will violate you back so fast your head will spin. 25% of your take-home kicks back to me. Rules of the game. Paul Grierson, check it out. Change in the back. Well, what are you waiting for?
Roger Van Zandt.
Yeah, this is Roger Van Zandt.
I'm supposed to collect something?
Give me your number and somebody will call you right back from a different line.
818-133-6089.
Podríamos aplicar esta cantidad, es suficiente. En cuanto a la propiedad esté lista para ser tasada, deberíamos discutir los porcentajes.
Yep.
I got a package for you. There's a drive in on Centinela, 2:30 tomorrow.
Okay, just send one man along.
He's nobody, Neil.
Listen,
he's a legit liquor sailor from Las Vegas. Alan Marciano.
Chris is going to straighten it up with you.
It's too late. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it.
Shut up! Here's the deal. You will give Chris one last shot. After that, he fucks up, then I will finance setting you up myself. On my own. Any way you want.
Dominic will go with you, and my word counts. But right now, you will give him the chance. Clean up, go home. Clean up, go home.
All your money.
One day you're gonna get smoked with that shit.
Be you fool.
Coming in alone. Sending two.
Get back.
Richard.
So what do you got for me?
Before we even get into that, there's this crew ripping rides all along the beach areas. All right? Now, the back of a trim shop on Irvine, if somebody wants to pay a little visit this weekend, they might find two turbos in a 911 slope.
You're looking to rid yourself of your competition.
Hey, I'm a good citizen.
I'm Donald Duck. So you got something to tell me or what?
Check this out, cuz. How do I know if I tell you what you need to know, you're gonna do what the fuck I need to get done?
Richard, Manhattan is straight up, man. We do business all the time. I ain't your cuz, you rap motherfucker. And you know, cuz I say so. After I hear, what the fuck you gotta tell me?
Look here, man. You understand what I'm saying? I'd get killed for telling you this shit.
Kill walking your doggy.
Alright. This cat I was locked up with the folks. Did a couple, 2-3 years. He got out, and I ran into him.
And so?
He's a big fiend for action. Now, if he just said nothing, I thought nothing. But he goes on and on, running down to me how he ain't been doing nothing and nothing's been going on and all this other bullshit. So right then and there, I know this cat's got something going down.
Pretty fucking great. Albert, what's wrong with you? You drag me here. Waste my time like this. You saw a guy on the street who's an ex-con.
That's right.
Well, I am over fucking well. What do you want for that, a junior G-man badge?
Look here, man, you gonna make the call on them poisons or what?
Is you kidding me?
Hey, they're selling you, man. This slick is no motherfucking joke, man. You know what I'm saying?
Say what? Say what?
What?
You said slick. What does that mean?
Slick. That's what he calls people. You're slick.
And tell me about him.
About 6 feet tall. A lot of jailhouse tats. Got a big ass peacock right here.
What's his name?
Chirito. Michael Chirito.
33 busts since 1976. 11 for armed robbery. 3 convictions. 2 out of a 3-to-5-year beef in Attica.
3 years in Marion. 5 years in Folsom off a knockback to involuntary manslaughter.
Jacket's 2 inches thick.
Okay, who do I have there now?
Drucker and me, boss, and Schwartz.
Tell SIS I want full surveillance. That's 24 hours, round the clock, day and night. We never close, open 7 days a week.
But the car, the house, the work, when he moves or sits, like in a restaurant, I want pictures of who he moves and sits with. And you guys
run makes on them. They got jackets. I want to see who they move and they sit with. I want it up and running by tomorrow night.
Put your hands where I can see him.
What?
Put your hands where I can see him.
All right.
I tell you what to do, I tell you how to do it. Now with your right hand only, your right hand only, take the package and throw it in here.
Roger Van Zandt?
Yeah, who's this?
You know what this is.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
I sent a guy to deliver the package.
He didn't call. Is everything right?
Tell you what. Forget the money.
What?
Forget the money.
It's a lot of money. What are you doing? What do you mean, forget the money?
What am I doing? I'm talking to an empty telephone.
I don't understand.
Because there was a dead man on the other end of this fucking line.
Just like me. I don't know either.
Hi, it's me.
go.
I've been busy. Can I see
you? I was afraid that was just the one night, you know?
No, not for me, it wasn't.
Yeah, me neither.
Can I fall by?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll see you in a little bit.
Cerritos cruised a precious metals depository three times. Platinum, silver, and some bullion. Sammy and I think that's going to be their next score.
Who's the Lord? First time we're seeing him. We're not on him yet. Get on it.
When these guys walk out the door of whatever score they're going to take next, they're going to have the surprise of a lifetime.
Hey, baby, time to go.
Showed you good time, didn't I?
Oh, yeah. You fly. You cool.
You lying to me. I can always tell when people lie to me.
I ain't lying. You a hot dog. A regular rodeo rider. And this was the monster fuck of my young life. Now I got to get my ass sweet side sugar.
You don't have a truth-telling style.
What are you talking about?
You don't know what this is. Grim Reaper's visiting with you. Take his fingers, right, and fold them over one over the other, and then he'd turn his eyelids inside out.
That's the truth.
This is so wonderful about you, and it this just sort of way.
Woman. It's gotta be earth shattering.
Thank you.
she tells
me.
Raul.
Raul. It's Raul.
Yeah, Vincent Ham.
She died, Rachel.
Beat her head in, same as the others. Cerebral hematoma.
Who's that?
Mother and siblings, I guess.
What the hell are they doing here?
Because it's fucked up. Somebody inside knew the girl and called the family.
Okay, let's go.
When I run a DNA check on the semen, my intuition says it's coming up the same guy, so it's a series. Ending up in your court.
Sheriff's homicide getting anywhere there?
Not yet.
Get off me! Get off of me!
Oh, 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 oh!
Oh, oh! 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 Oh!
Guess the earth shattered.
So why didn't you let Bosco take you home?
I didn't want to ruin their night, too. What was it?
You don't want to know.
I'd like to know what's behind that grim look on your face.
All right, don't do that. You know it. Let's go. Come on.
You never told me I'd be excluded.
I told you when we hooked up, baby, that you were going to have to share me with all the bad people and all the ugly events on this planet.
And I bought into that sharing because I love you. I love you fat, bald, money, no money, driving a bus. I don't care. But you have got to be present like a normal guy some of the time. That's sharing. This is not sharing. This is leftovers.
I see. What I should do is come home and say, "Hi, honey. Guess what? I walked into this house today where this junky asshole just fried his baby in a microwave because it was crying too loud. So let me share that with you. Come on, let's share that. And in sharing it, we'll somehow cathartically dispel all that heinous shit. Right? Wrong. You know why?
Because you prefer the normal routine. We fuck, then you lose the power of speech.
Because I got a hold on to my angst. I preserve it because I need it. It keeps me sharp, on the edge, where I gotta be.
You don't live with me. You live among the remains of dead people. You sift through the detritus. You read the terrain. You search for signs of passing, for the scent of your prey, and then you hunt them down. That's the only thing you're committed to.
The rest is the mess you leave as you pass through. What I don't understand is why I can't cut loose of you.
Hey, Lily.
Let's go, baby. I met the manager. Is that the boss?
Get time for what that motherfucker does every day.
Baby, can you just handle it till we find you something new? Can you do that?
Ain't a hard time in a minute that I cannot handle. What you hanging with me for, Lily?
Because I'm proud of you.
You proud of me?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell you proud of me for?
Come on home.
What are you doing there?
I was scanning. I was trying to ski. That's what people do there. You go skiing and you meet people and you try to have a good time.
Did you have a good time?
No.
Why not?
I'm not good at meeting people.
You met me?
Well, it happened without my thinking about it. Which is why, probably.
No, it's because you were fine. Take off with me for a while.
Where?
New Zealand.
When?
I have to go separate. You can meet me there.
But my job.
I got money. You don't need money. You can set up a studio to work there.
I don't know.
What's there to know?
Are you married?
What?
You come and go.
The last thing I am is married. I'm a needle starting, a zero going the other way, a double blank. And all of a sudden, someone like you comes along.
You don't know me, Neil.
I know enough. You forget your mom was picking you up?
No.
So what's going on?
Felt like being alone.
Okay. Come on, I'll drive you home.
Hey, Mike.
what's happening.
Ted, sir, Captain Jackson wants to know what's going on.
Nothing's going on. Stay off the air. Right there.
We can walk now. Come on.
He's not carrying anything.
Yeah, I see.
Here we go. Not till my boss says so. Vincent, both of them are not carrying anything.
Okay, let him go.
What do you mean? We can take him on.
What? On what? What are you going to take him on? Breaking an entry? They didn't steal anything yet. Don't you get it? It gets knocked back to some chicken shit misdemeanor. They do 6 months and they're out. No fucking way.
I'm not taking the heat from my bosses because you let them go. They're not walking.
That's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to walk. This is my operation. I have tactical command that supersedes your rank. They will walk away and you will let them. Fuck!
Thank you.
Gee, what? Where the fuck did this heat come from?
Maybe it's the score they're on to. The place, not us. Because it's been hit a couple of times, you know, something.
Assume they got our phones, assume they got our houses, assume they got us. Right here, right now, as we sit, everything. Assume it all.
How are we going to buy the bank package from Telson?
I'll front that. That's not a problem.
What the hell happens to Van Zandt on 750?
Van Zandt, listen, with the heat we got, you want to play World War II in the streets with Van Zandt?
No, I want my 750. When he gets a pass?
I got more motivation to whack Van Zandt than either of you. He is a fucking luxury. Our problem is take the bank or split right now. Do not go home. Do not pack. Nothing. 30 seconds flat from now, we are gone on our separate ways. That's it. Chris.
The bank is worth the risk. I need it, brother. You should stay and take it down. That's where I come out.
I roll with you, Neil. Whatever. Whatever.
No, not on this one, Michael. On this one, you're on your own. So for me, the reward is maybe worth the stretch. While Elaine takes good care of you, you got plenty put away, you got T-bonds, real estate. If I were you, I would be smart. I would cut loose of this.
The action is the juice. I'm in.
Go.
Yeah, sure. Let's go.
Fuck them. Let's do it.
All right, let's go. We got a lot of work.
Excuse me, that...
Tim,
wait,
I gotta clean
wait,
that.
Wait, you have to...
Can I help you? Are you Alan Marciano?
Yeah, and who the fuck are you?
How am I?
Hey!
Lieutenant
hey.
Vincent Hanna, LAPD.
L.A.? This is Las Vegas. You don't even have jurisdiction here.
Hey!
I don't know who the fuck you guys think you're pushing around, but I know people here, okay?
Las Vegas PD takes you into custody. You are extradited to Newark on a New Jersey warrant for smuggling cigarettes up from North Carolina 3 years ago, or you go to work for us. Cut and dried. That is it.
Oh, shit.
Charlene Shaherless.
Who?
Who? Who? Were you fucking owl?
The lady you've been talking dirty to on the telephone every day last week.
Yeah, all right. You know what? You can't tie me to her.
Yeah, well, who needs to?
Because your ass is on a plane back to New Jersey, Jagoff.
I just... Why'd I get mixed up with that bitch?
Because she got a great ass! And you got your head all the way up it!
Jesus.
Ferocious, aren't I? When I think of asses, woman's ass, something comes out of me.
So?
So? No big thing. All I want is her husband and his whole fucking crew. Now, you're going to work with Sergeant Drucker here. San Clemente Road, Hermosa.
Uh-huh.
That's where we cut through the fence. That's the access.
Right. The security systems around here are a joke.
St. Vincent Thomas Bridge, that's escape route number one. Number two. Over here. And I'm to the 110.
Good.
Okay?
Yes, I
got it. Good. Let's go.
They were looking back
in this direction.
A container facility? What, cartage there?
Too visible. Too low ball for them.
Next door is an oil refinery. Over there is a scrapyard.
Refinery only pays by check. No cash around. Same for the scrapyard.
Maybe they're stealing hubcaps.
A refinery and a scrapyard. What the hell is going on?
Well, that's what we're trying to figure out. We thought we had. Thought we had.
Got an idea of what they're looking at. You wanna know what they're looking at?
What?
I mean, is this guy something or is he something? This crew is good. You know what they're looking at?
What?
Us. The LAPD. Police department. He just got made. Yeah! Okay. Okay, motherfucker!
Kelso come through.
Yeah, we can build a bank with these.
Name's Hannah. First name Vincent. I submit the sergeant advice 5 yards. Hannah's all over you. Then all the work cars, Michael's house. She here last night, yours. They've been losing you at night. And there's a hot dog. Graduate school, Marine Corps, Lieutenant robbery, homicide, major crime. He's taken down some heavy crews. Blew away Frankie Yonder in Chicago. And he was a fucking maniac. He was working narcotics before that. That's the problem, is the boss twice. Kurt was just in. He's why the extra heat. The vice sergeant says Hannah likes you. Thinks you're some kind of star. You do this shot, you do that shot. Look how sharp this guy is to figure that. Funny as a heart attack, man. 3 marriages. What the fuck do you think that means? He likes staying home? He's a man, is one of those guys out there. Prowling around all night dedicated. With this guy, this much heat you should pass.
It's worth the stretch.
This guy can hit and miss. You can't miss once. You sure?
I'm sure.
Justine! Where are we going? Okay, where are you going?
Out.
Air 18. Who by God?
Hey, Vincent, it's JJ. I'm in Air 40. Bridget Glover's with me. It's on the 105 eastbound, approaching the 110 interchange.
You running a revolving jail?
Yeah, I got two units in front and three behind.
Okay, have one of them pick me up at the Vermont on-ramp. Let's go.
Yards or what? Am I close or far or what?
300 yards, center lane.
How you doing? What do you say I buy you a cup of coffee?
Yeah, sure, let's go.
Follow me.
Seven years in Folsom. In the hole for three. McNeil before that. McNeil is tough as they say.
You looking to become a penologist?
You looking to go back? You know, I chased down some cruise guys just looking to fuck up, get busted back. At you?
You must have worked some dipshit crews.
I worked all kinds.
You see me doing throat-seeking liquor store hold-ups with a Born to Lose tattoo on my chest?
No, I do not.
Right. I am never going back.
Then don't take down scores.
I do what I do best. I take scores. You do what you do best, trying to stop guys like me.
So you never wanted a regular type life?
What the fuck is that? Barbecues and ball games?
Yeah.
Just regular type life. That your life?
My life? No, my life. No, my life's a disaster zone. I got a stepdaughter so fucked up because her real father's this large type asshole. I got a wife. We're passing each other on the downslope of a marriage, my third. Because I spend all my time chasing guys like you around the block. That's my life.
A guy told me one time, don't let yourself get attached to anything you are not willing to walk out on in 30 seconds flat if you feel the heat around the corner. Now, if you're on me and you got to move when I move, how do you expect to keep a a marriage.
Well, that's an interesting point. What are you, a monk?
I have a woman.
What do you tell her?
I tell her I'm a salesman.
So then if you spot me coming around that corner, you're just gonna walk out on this woman? Not say goodbye?
That's the discipline.
That's pretty vacant, no?
Yeah, it is what it is. It's that or we both better go do something else, pal.
I don't know how to do anything else.
Neither do I.
I don't much want to either.
Neither do I.
You know, I have this recurring dream. I'm sitting at this big banquet table, and all the victims of all the murders I ever worked are sitting at this table, and they're staring at me with these black eyeballs because they got eight-ball hemorrhages from the head wounds. And there they are, these big balloon people, because I found them 2 weeks after they'd been under the bed. The neighbors reported the smell. And there they are, all of them just sitting there.
What do they say?
Nothing.
No talk?
None. Just, they don't have anything to say. See, we just look at each other. They look at me. And that's it. That's the dream.
I have one where I'm drowning. And I gotta wake myself up and start breathing while I die in my sleep.
You know what that's about?
Yeah. Having enough time.
Enough time? To do what you want to do?
That's right.
You're doing it now.
No, not yet.
You know, we're sitting here, you and I, like a couple of regular fellas. You do what you do, I do what I gotta do. And now that we've been face to face, if I'm there and I gotta put you away, I won't like it. But I'll tell you, if it's between you and some poor bastard whose wife you're going to turn into a widow, brother, you are going down.
There's a flip side to that coin. What if you do got me boxed in? And I gotta put you down. Because no matter what, you will not get my way. We've been face to face, yeah. But I will not hesitate. Not for a second.
Maybe that's the way it'll be.
Well, maybe we'll never see each other again.
They dumped us. What?
They dumped us.
What do you mean they dumped us? Chris slipped his tail.
He doesn't talk about their scores with Charlene, so there's nothing for me to get from Marciano. I just tried.
What about Cerrito?
Same. Transponders got put on a bus to San Clemente.
They dumped all our surveillance?
Yeah. At the same time, 9 p.m.
I had coffee with McCauley half an hour ago!
We were on you. Then McCauley drives into LAX where surveillance can't fly over because of flight paths. His car's still there. He's gone.
Does anybody have any idea where the fuck these people are?
Bothers me more. Where's this guy? This guy here.
We put him on.
Says he knows Macaulay.
Who are you?
Wayne Grow. My name's Wayne Grow.
I've been living in this office day and night. How well do you know him?
Oh, we took some major scores together.
How come I haven't heard from him?
Yeah, he's probably busy right now. But he's real thorough. He ain't gonna forget about you.
Oh, that's reassuring.
Well, I got some moves I could make here. Probably be a big help to you.
Recognize the grill man?
Yeah. Folsom. Deep line. How's with Bobby Rush?
I got my freak yet, man.
Cisco and Poncho, did you show?
Pull out the garbage. Knock out the back.
Take your break later.
Piece of shit. Pick up!
Where the hell is he? I want to check the slot for a work car.
So did I.
Yeah. Hang on.
Yeah.
Hey, use the landline. Call me at 1037.
206.
Sorry.
Cops all over me, man. They're on me like a chief suit. I can't dump them.
Head to the factory squad room.
No, they're doing parallels. I can try to dump them again.
How are we gonna know if you did? If you didn't, you'll throw them to us. Have Ventura pull them out of here.
All right. Hey, I'm sorry, man. Last thing I want to do is let you down.
Yes or no, right now.
Get it, man. Fuck it. You owe.
I'll pack in 5.
What's burning? What's burning? Can't get him up. What is this? Where do you think you're going?
Just came across the first edition of Kandinsky's Theory of Color. Yeah. No, it's in good condition.
And it will not stop or answer radio communication. The 184th vessel is called Jin Yin Number 1. Suspected of smuggling Chinese illegal aliens. It was spotted Saturday by patrol aircraft.
Not your money. Your money is insured by the federal government. You're not going to lose a dime. Think of your families. Don't risk your life. Don't try and be a hero. Right now, I want you to sit on the floor and put your hands on your head. Anybody feel sick? Anybody got heart trouble? Go ahead and lean against the wall. Give me the key.
Get out! And stay out!
Sit there. Sit there. Don't move. Let him bleed.
Benny called in about a bank they're looking at or something.
Vincent! Far East National Bank 1130.
Block at Figueroa and 5th, and I want to block northbound Flower at 6th.
already coming out.
Okay, we're going to have to take them in the car. Wait till they are all in. Get clean shots. Watch your background. Police, move!
Sure.
Move, get down.
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 With the
Down, 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 down! There, out of the way, out of the way!
Tragedy in a Southland neighborhood today. A bank robbery spilled out into the street. Claudia Newman, live on the scene. She has the latest. Claudia?
This afternoon, this neighborhood was terrorized by a bank holdup gone wrong. With the streets full of midday shoppers and kids, police and armed robbers...
Excuse me, bartender.
...and robbery for students and finally death. One suspect, Michael
Trujillo,
is one of four men involved
in the foil bank robbery. We're trying to get
to
this. Also
fatally wounded another suspect,
Donald Brandon. Yes? Multiple
gunshot wounds during the
extensive
gunfire between police and suspect.
Oh, I told him. All right. All right.
So, he's got blood loss and shock. I'm going to give you 1/4 gram vials of morphine for the pain, okay? Subcutaneous injection.
Bottom line.
It's mostly tissue damage, which is good. But his clavicle's fractured. Can you rest for a while?
6-7 hours.
That's it?
That's it. Take off your shirt.
What?
Take off your shirt.
My daughter gave it to me for the fire.
I don't give a shit who gave it to you. Take it off. Wes. Hey. Wes. Listen to me. Mm-hmm. Nate's gonna pick you up. He's gonna take you to his place.
It was Shirlene.
We gotta get out of here. We're all over the 6 o'clock news. We gotta get out of here.
I'm not going without her.
Think about that. I will meet you at Nate's.
Where are you going?
I gotta find out if our route got spilled along with every other damn thing.
Who did?
Who wasn't there? Trejo. I'll see you at Nate's.
You still want me? You come down here right now and you get me. Dominic and me. Okay?
Okay, babe. Okay. You're 2 hours, right? Okay.
All right. God damn you, Chris. God damn you.
You're on a plane for Los Angeles.
Right.
Thank you.
what happened?
They made me.
Who?
Where's Anna?
She's dead. So is Mike on Breen, the guy who stood in for you. Who did it? Who did it?
They had Anna, man.
Who had her?
Wayne Grove.
On his own?
Or something.
No.
The other he worked for. Zed?
Van Zandt? Did you say anything about how we're getting out?
I don't think so, man.
Come on.
I don't remember, man.
I'll call a medic.
I'm not gonna make it. I can't feel nothing. My Anna's gone.
Cellular. He's a hardline.
So no one.
The guy lives on Hillside Terrace, Encino. 10725.
10725. Okay. Chris.
This is me, my place.
Next, Wayne Grove, okay?
You got the time.
I'll make time. And I need a new outlet on.
How do you know it's blown?
How can I trust him?
Okay, you got him. Stay healthy.
Charlene's here. Rucker's got a safe house in Venice to stash her in.
On Neil's transportation. When we're done here, get on the phone. Somewhere, someone's trying to put it together for him.
You don't believe Macaulay already had to get away late on?
Sure he did. Now he needs another one. Would you trust yours after this afternoon? This rat motherfucker, where did we get him?
He's a CI for burglary cop. Called in the tip on the bank. On Neil Macaulay. How much time we got?
8 hours for him to set up a new house. After that, he's gone. Bye-bye. Bam!
McCully to us.
How'd you know? Who told you?
Who told you that motherfucker?
Go!
For Murphy. Now Murphy with Leggett right there with him. Murphy tees it up now behind the net, brings it for Miller out front. Now here's Murphy with the referee.
Wingrove, where is he? Where is he?
How the hell would I know?
You want out, this is out, Charlene.
Yeah, what's your end?
Hey, you stupid broad.
Hey, easy.
Huh?
You heard me. She had a rough ride. She fixed a drink or something. Look in the cabinet above the sink.
Fuck her.
You better get in there and stay in there. My name is Sergeant Drucker, LAPD Homicide. You want to put Dominic in the bedroom?
He stays with me. So what now?
Well, he's right. Because you want out, this is out. You believe you have to betray Chris?
No shit.
That's right. You would have to. See, if you don't betray Chris, you victimize Dominic. Because he becomes an orphan when you go to prison as an accessory because you got no living parents to take him. So he ends up state-raised in foster homes, juvenile facilities. Then he steals a car. Then he winds up in gladiator academies like Gino and Tracy. Fucked for life. You know what happens, because you've been there. Dominic didn't get a chance yet to choose his life, but Chris did. If you give up Chris, you get off clean. You can do it for your kids so you can raise it.
What else are you selling?
All kinds of shit. But I don't have to sell this, and you know it, because this kind of shit here sells itself.
Okay, Danny, here's an update.
Hey, Schwartz, Drucker's on line two.
Lieutenant, hold on a second. Lieutenant, I have Sergeant Drucker on the other line.
Conference him in.
Go ahead.
Vincent, it's me. One answer, what's it going to be? We're set here. She'll make the call.
Okay, that's good. Here's the deal here. You, Benny, has reformed his wayward life and become a born-again good citizen. Apparently, Neil got sold out to us by this cowboy named Wingrove. Wingrove used to be a part of Neil's crew. Then he went to work for a money launderer named Van Zandt. Units are at Van Zandt's house as we speak because he got shot dead earlier tonight. Now, if Neil goes after anybody else, it's going to be Wingrove. Wingrove just got himself a suite at the airport marquee under the name Jameson. He's there now. I want you to get that to bail bondsmen, bookies, assignment offices, and snitches in county. Anyone you can think of will put it on the street. Deploy a team down at the hotel and personally check their comms every 30 minutes because maybe Neil will go for him. Okay? How you feeling?
Banged up, but I'll live.
Okay.
He's here. Neil is still here.
How long?
7-8 hours max.
What did you do? That was you?
It's
what I don't do. I don't sell metal. It would have been okay. You fly out after. Now it's jammed. So we gotta go together.
Those other people were with you?
My friend, Michael. You gonna risk it? You'd have to be there. Rains, you're wet. Get packed. Let's go. Address 11D, slot 18. And some cash.
When's it over?
22 hours from now. Then we get out of here clean.
When will you let me leave?
Go now. You went out, there's the door.
Will you let me leave later?
It will be different. Do you understand?
It's ready. Vincent. This is my friend Ralph.
You didn't tell me you were... Oh, my God.
Where's Laurie?
She's at Lisa Best's.
Look, this has nothing to do with me. I didn't know. I'm terribly sorry.
What are you sorry about? Sit down.
Don't you even get angry?
I'm angry.
Oh.
Yeah? I'm very angry, Ralph. You know, you can ball my wife if she wants you to. You can lounge around here on her sofa in her ex-husband's dead tech post-modernistic bullshit house if you want to. But you do not get to watch God fucking television set.
For God's sake. Put the television set down.
I never cheated on you, bitch.
Well, maybe you should have.
Should have?
For the way you're a part of it.
Oh, yeah, I made Ralph fuck you because it makes me feel good.
Our situation is absurd.
Look, maybe
wait,
I should...
Shut up, Ralph! Shut up!
Well, why is it that I have to figure things out and explain them to you? What do?
I say what I mean, and I do what I say.
How admirable.
You bet.
Except none of it's about us.
No.
I may be stoned on crass and Prozac, but you've been walking through our life dead. And now I have to demean myself with Ralph just to get closure with you.
Driver's checks, plastic. The plane, charter terminal, LAX. Hangar 17. Call it as a 1011 Sierra. Pushes down. All's for you. 5 minutes, then splits. The plane will stand an FAA check. Fire flight plan that works.
And where's Chris?
He's gone.
What?
Said he's going on his own.
Went to look for Charlene.
Didn't you bring him here?
Yeah, I brought him here.
What happened?
It's a free country, brother. Check in with me. 9. Everything's still cool.
Right now, or on your own, you choose to come with me. And all I know is there's no point in me going anywhere anymore. It's going to be alone without you.
Show yourself.
Yeah, do it.
Shut up! Now, just 1 second at the window, and it's all over.
Grocery on Dell Avenue.
Unit 2, this is command. Take him at the street and check him out.
10-4.
Yeah.
This guy's John Peterson.
Valid ID. Car's registered to the last name Bukowski. First name Gene. Ran it to DMV. It's clean.
Let him go.
Roger. Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
It's a no-go, Vince. Would you like a cup of coffee while we wait, Mrs. Shehurlis?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, what do you got?
Nothing's happening.
Yeah. Hello, Vincent. What do you got?
Nothing's going on. Wango went for ice.
That's it.
You know what? Neil is gone. Bam! Flying like a bird.
Come on, Vincent, how do you know?
We still got bait. Maybe some time.
God, what do we got? What do we got? Bon voyage, motherfucker. You were good. I'm going to the hotel. I'm going to take a shower. I'm going to sleep for a month.
shoot for tails all fucking day. Not you, baby. Not you.
What, where would she be? I mean, her name is Lauren. Lauren Gustafson, and she's supposed to be here with the police, too. I need some...
I got you, baby. All right, that's all right. It's okay, baby. All right, let's get a doctor. Let's go, a doctor here.
Right, here's your mom.
Okay,
your mom is here.
Calm down. Is she on any drugs?
No. All right, I want you to get a trauma surgeon down here and a vascular surgeon. I think she cut both arteries. Also, I can hardly feel her pulse. Her pressure's way down, so is her respiration. She's got to intubate her.
When's the last time anybody saw her?
I don't know.
Where did you find her?
Bathtub.
Call respiratory stat. Keep a large bore normal saline wide open. Let's keep pressure on those bleeders. We need 2 units O negative now. Let's type in crosser for 6.
Looks like you took the final check. I got a second line.
Where is respiratory? We need some more help. Can you have respiratory come down now? Let's have x-ray ready for post-intubation chest x-ray.
Your daughter's out of surgery and she's in the recovery room now, okay? Her vital signs are stable. The surgeon will be out to speak to you in a few moments and let you know what's going on.
She's okay.
She's doing good.
It'll be okay.
It'll be okay. It'll be okay. It's all right.
Why, baby? Why did you do this to herself? Look what she did. Look what she did to herself.
It's all right. It's going to be all right. I'm here. I ain't going anywhere. You understand?
Yeah.
I ain't going anywhere.
Yeah. It's me.
Plane's in the air now. Be right on time. On the driver's end, they still can't find nobody, so that's in the trust. One other thing. So I gotta tell you. Guy you wanted checked into the Hotel Marquis under Jameson, if you still give a shit. Which I figured you wouldn't.
You figured right.
So long, brother. You take it easy. You're home free.
Take it easy.
Yeah, this is room service. Jameson ordered a BLT and they screwed up his room number. Could you give it to me, please? Yeah, I know.
1735.
Thank you.
I'm staying here.
I'm checking the stairs. There's smoke. I'm pulling you out.
Your attention, please.
What about her dad? You want me to call him?
He's somewhere in the Sierras. And she chose you. She picked your place. It's not right what happened to her.
No, it's not.
Is there any way that it could work out between us?
I wish I could say yes, you know. But in the end, you know, it's like you said. All I have is what I'm going after. What you want, Justine.
Well, go on if you have to.
No. I'll stay.
No, I'm okay. I can handle this. Just be careful. Call me here. Let me know you're okay.
Yeah.
Security, there's a fire on three. We have to evacuate all the floors.
I can't leave here. Look, why don't we just talk about this a bit, huh, brother?
He's here on 17. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me.
Put your hands on your head now.
Sure.